Chapter 1. A Sunday with the Mole. What was that whirring sound? It was very soft, but she could still hear it. The little witch, who just a moment before had still been sleeping soundly, rolled onto her side. Then the sound turned into a loud rattle. Darn it! Who was making all that noise? And so early on a Sunday morning? Bibi opened her eyes tiredly, got out of bed, and walked over to the open window, barefoot. Then she saw the culprits. It was the windmills. Yesterday, Bibi and her father had bought 20 of them and stuck them into the ground all over the garden. Not just for fun, mind you. They had done it because of the mole, who had been causing havoc on the Blocksbergs' lawn for days. Bibi found the little hills that the mole made all over the lawn really cute, but she could do nothing to convince her parents that the little mounds of earth were attractive. So without further ado, her father had decided to drive the mole away with the sound of the little wooden wind chimes. He'd read in the newspaper that it was the most effective method, provided that there was wind, of course. And it was windy that Sunday morning. Very windy. And the result was a non-stop rattle, rattle, rattle. From the window, Bibi couldn't see whether the mole had already left. But one thing was sure. With that noise out there, she couldn't stay in bed for another minute. "Well, good morning. I thought you wanted to sleep in today," Barbara Blocksberg greeted her daughter from the breakfast table.
So did I," Bibi yawned.
She poured herself a mug of steaming cocoa and explained that the noise from the wind chimes had driven her out of her bed.
"Ha ha ha! We had the same problem," Bernard Blocksberg laughed, emerging from behind his newspaper.
"I'm beginning to think those wind chimes drive away people rather than moles," Barbara said. She told Bibi that despite all the noise, the mole had already pushed up 2 new molehills in the flower bed. "Maybe it would be better to try to drive him off with the smell of garlic instead," she suggested.